Thanks so much for coming in. First I wanted to ask you, how did you get into doing this? Like, what kicked you off on this sort of journey?
Well, back in 2015, I came across an elderly man outside one day mowing his lawn. It looked like he was struggling, so I pulled over and helped him out. And that night, I decided I'll start mowing free lawn for the elderly, disabled, single moms, and veterans. And ever since then, I've been doing that, and here I am today.
Have you hit all 50
Oh,
states yet?
yeah. I done all 50 states four times already. Three times for mowing grass and one other time working with the homeless.
So, man, I gotta think when you started this thing, I mean, obviously it's a very kind of organic, like just doing things to help people. How did it kind of take off? Because now people are watching what you're doing, like we were talking about on social media and stuff. They'll see where you are and put the word out. How did that build momentum?
Yeah, so social media played a huge part. On social media, you can get the word out easy, and people can help spread the word and share what you're doing with different people, and that's how it took off.
I'm sure the schedule can be rough, traveling all the time. What's the drive there, and what keeps you going on the day to day?
Just knowing that I'm helping people, that keeps me going. And yeah, I enjoy driving and listening to no music. I like to think a lot of the time that I'm driving. Sometimes I'll put on an inspirational speaker and stuff like that, but that's about it. I enjoy being on the road and driving.
What do you hear from some of the people that you go and interact with and stuff? Because, like you said, you generally do lawns for veterans, single mothers, and people who, that would be a big boost, a big help to them. What's some of the response you hear from
I mean,
people?
it means so much to them, because a lot of the times there are companies that sometimes take advantage of those four groups. I've heard stories where this elderly lady told me the guy will just come skim her grass and then come back the next week, take advantage of her, do that every, and he won't cut it low, so he can come back every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. He will just skim it. In some places, if they don't get the grass cut, they get fined. So that's one of the reasons they pay, because they're scared to get fined. So a lot of people take advantage of the elderly, and it's not right.
What is it about the fresh cut lawn? I would imagine, it gives you a little more pride in
Yeah,
your home and
exactly.
thing like that. Like,
Yeah, a lot of people take pride in their yard, especially the veterans, If the grass is all high, then I come cut it nice and fresh. I mean, it means so much to them, because they take a lot of pride in their yard, and a lot of them are upset because they can't do it themselves. But when I can come do it for them for free, it means so much to them.
And then, we've talked a lot about, what that does for other people and the people that you're affecting personally. Has there been any personal kind of transformation in your life? Like, what has this done for you,
Just made me realize that it's a great need, This is not just a need in Huntsville or Alabama. It's a need worldwide. There's grass everywhere in the world. So, the goal is to get chapters up, get more kids involved on a 50-yard challenge around the world, and getting out there and make a difference one at a time.
And that's another thing is and that we haven't touched on yet, but I know that you get them kind of in onto that mission.
Yeah, so young men and young women, it's called the 50-yard challenge. It's a challenge that we have issued to kids nationwide and even worldwide. So let's say you had a kid here in Tallahassee that accepted the 50-yard challenge, that make a sign saying, "I accept the 50-yard challenge." In return, we will send them a white Raising Men Lawn Care Service t-shirt along with shades and ear protection. Once they mow 10 lawns, they get orange shirt, 20 irons of green shirt, 30 of blue, 40 of red, and 50 irons of black shirt. And once they mow 50, we fly to them, we do lawns with them, and we also give them a brand new lawnmower, weed eater, and blower.
And how has the response been on that? Have you had a lot of people participate?
Yeah, I mean, right now we have about 280 plus kids nationwide, including one in Canada, seven in Bermuda and England, and three in Australia that are taking part.
Any like other thoughts or anything you want to talk about, like to get your message out?
My message would be to, if you see someone that needs help, just help them out. It doesn't have to be with a lawnmower. It could be bringing in their groceries or fixing their car or removing the leaves from their gutters from an elderly person or someone just in need. Just help out. Be kind to one another. That's what we were supposed to do. All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Anytime.